Today's daf is Nun Gimel. We got to the bottom of Nun Beis and Beis though. And the Gemara was discussing that if Chalitza had been done, and then the Yavam wanted to perform Kedushin to the Chalitza, so then does that work? So Rebbe says it works depending on the intentions. If it's L'shem Ishus, it works. If it's L'shem Yavamos, it doesn't work. And Chum says it works either way. And we already saw a couple of explanations of what Rebbe and Chacham were arguing about. And now we're about to see the opinion of Rava. This is four lines up from the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis. So Rava Amar, Rava says that Id Amar La B'Maimer Yavamim. If the Yavam who wants to now marry the Chalutza says, I want to marry you through the mechanism of a Maimer, of Yavamim in general, that mechanism, even though they're really separated, there's no Zika anymore because Chalitza was done. Kli Amar La Pligi D'Mahanya. Everyone agrees that actually is effective. Maimer Yavamim is a lashon of kedushin that works. That the Gemara and kedushin talk about which languages you could use when you get married to a woman. So this is a language that will work. Maimer works.
Why do you expect if you did chalitza? Why is, first of all, is he allowed to marry after chalitza?
We said that even though it was a lav, according to Rabbi Kiva, it wasn't chal, the Chum says it does work.
So it is a lav, but it works.
Exactly. Why? I'm not sure why, but the Gemara is entertaining that even though that wouldn't be the best way to do it, but they're just wondering, does that work? That language in theory, does it work?
Katshili, that's it.
What?
Katshili.
Right? Yeah, exactly. But the Gemara still in Kedushin talks about a number of other Lashonos that may or may not work. Here too also, I think it's the same type of question. So Gemara said, Rava explains that if you use a Lashon of Maimer, it works. The Hacha, what's the Machlok is between Rebbe and Chachamim, B'mayaskinin, what are they dealing with here? Kigon Amar La Hiskatshili, Bezikas Yivamim. If you say, marry me through this mechanism of Zikas Yivamim, so that's a question whether that's a good Lashon Kedushin. Rebbe Savar Yesh Zika, there was Zika, the Ase Chalitza Afka Ase Lezika, but when they did Chalitza, there's no longer Zika to work with anymore. And Rashi explains on the top here, of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Yesh Zika, Haide Tafis Maimer Balma, Bechi Hai Lishna, Mishim Di Yesh Zika. So, Maimer, are you still using the language of Maimer here also? Is that what we're saying? So we're using Maimer on the Zika that exists?
No, Zikati B'Maimer, not Maimer. With Katshili.
Right, so you're trying to, again, you're using the language of Zika, but Zika no longer exists. So that's not going to be effective, says Rebbe. But Rabban and Savri, they argue. Rabban says it does work. Why? Ain Zika, Mikara, Ain Zika. There is no Zika.
No, Rabbanans think that it's not good, sir.
So. Rashi says, Ain Zika, Ain Karach Lezika. If you hachi, Mikara have a Maimer. It does, there is no Zika, but still it works. Why? Gemara explains, Mikara il Amar la hiskach libi Zika shivamim. If before Chalitza was done, when there was Zika, and he said that language, marry me through the Zika that exists, Milo Mahani, would it not work? Of course it would work, because there was Zika, there was no Chalitza done yet. Hashinami Mahani, so to hear also, even though there's no longer Zika, that language still works. It's a language of Kedushin, even though right now it doesn't seem to make so much sense, but since in a certain case it does have does take effect, here too also it will take effect. That's how Rav explains what Rebbe and Chachamim are arguing about. Comes along another opinion, Rav Shravia, Rav Sheravia, I'm not sure how it's pronounced exactly, Amar B'chalitza Kshera. So the dealing with Chalitza Kshera, Id Amar, if a Chalitza Kshera was done, a proper Chalitza was done, Id Amar La Hiskachili B'zikas Yivamim Choy Amar La Pligi Delomahani, and then you try getting married with a Zika, it doesn't work because Zika doesn't exist. It was a good Chalitza that was done. What's Machlokas? They're arguing about a case where initially a chalitza psula was done. What's a chalitza psula? Rashi says, first narrow line down. First they gave a get, and then the chalitza was done. So we said whenever a chalitza was done after something else, even though it's an effective chalitza, it's still called a chalitza psula. It's not in the best form. So a chalitza psula was done. And so back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Mar Sava, Rebbe holds, Chalitza Psula Poteres. Even though it's a Chalitza Psula, it still knocks off Zika. And so, therefore, if you try to do a Zika Sivamam, marrying through Zika Sivamam, after Chalitza Psula, it wouldn't be good because there's no Zika to talk about.
It's very confusing.
It is confusing.
No, because because, you know, you have so many opinions that you do not know what's the right way or the wrong way. Meaning, I remember that we said get is weakening out the line of the zikah, mm-hmm. and then chalitza destroyed completely. Okay. So I remember an opinion that said that it is good. It's not pasul. That's the right way. So.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, to really understand and appreciate every opinion, you have to learn this over and over again. So, we have a number of years left, hopefully, to learn this many times over. So then the Gemara says, and that's all according to Rebbe, but Mar Saver Chachamim hold, Chalitza Pshula, Ein Abot Teres. If a Chalitza is done following a get was given first, and then a Chalitza, which is called a Chalitza Pshula, that, in fact, does not pater, does not get rid of the Zika entirely, and therefore getting married with the Zika Sivamam after the Chalitza Psula would be an effective Kedushin. Then comes along Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi suggests, Amar, Chuliyama Chalitza Psula Eina Potaris. Everyone agrees that a Chalitza Psula, again, a Chalitza done after get, does not work. There still exists the Zika. They're arguing about whether there exists a Tanai during Chalitza, meaning what? Mar Sever Yesh Tanai Bechalitza. One says there is a Tanai, a person may make a Tanai for a Chalitza, one says you may not. What does that mean? So look at Rashi, Yesh Tanai Bechalitza. Shechalitzla almanas shetitein lo masayim zus. So listen, you want to be free? I'll do Chalitza on condition that you pay me $200. So that's the Tanai he sets up. Is that Tanai going to be binding or not? Rebbe Savar, ain Tanai moyel Bechalitza. It's not binding, it's meaningless what you said. And vafilu lo nasalo, even if she does not give the money, ain tanai moel, the tanai is ineffective, v'havi chalitza, it's a good chalitza. So that's what Rebbe thinks, where it's a good chalitza. Hilgach lo tafis maimer she'asa b'loshen zikas yivamam abasa d'ha'afkasa l'zikasa. So this is the case. He says to the woman, I'm going to do chalitza, I'll tanai that you give me $200. They do the chalitza without giving the money yet. Then he says, you know, I want to marry you now with zikas yivamam. So is there still a Zika there? Rebbe holds there is no Zika, and the Zika Sivamim doesn't work. Why? Because he holds a Chalitza, a Tanai, the Tanai is really irrelevant. You can't make a Tanai in a Chalitza. So when the Chalitza was done, even though no money was transferred, the Chalitza was a good Chalitza, there's no Zika, and attempting to get married afterwards through Zika Sivamim doesn't work because there is no Zika. Rabban holds that there is Tanai, and there are conditions. You can make a Tanai within a Chalitza. And when he did the Chalitza, and she did not pay the $200, the chalitza is not effective yet. And there still exists that zika. And when they try to get married later with zika sivamim, it will be a good kedushin according to chachamim. Now, how they read that into the brisa, I'm not sure. But that's the suggestion of Rav Ashi. Then Ravina is the final approach of the machlokas between Rebbe and chachamim. Ravina amar, d'chuliyama yesh tanai b'chalitza. There is a tanai. You can make stipulations when doing the chalitza. B'halcha b'tanai kafal k'miflagi. Machlokas in general about the need for Tanai Kafel, Rabbi Meir's opinion. Mar Savar Ba'inan Tanai Kafel, Mar Savar Lo Ba'inan Tanai Kafel. What's a Tanai Kafel? So Rashi explains, Rashi V'hach B'Tanai Kafel K'miflagi. They're arguing about whether you need a Tanai Kafel, a double Tanai, meaning could go into low Kafli to the Tanai. They did not double the Tanai. So Rashi doesn't really speak it out, but what it means is a Tanai Kafel is if I'm making a condition in a document, I don't know how it works legally, but if I simply say, if X happens, then we'll have the following result. But I don't say, if X doesn't happen, then we'll have a different result. I just simply say, if X happens. And it's implied what's going to be if X doesn't happen. That's self-understood. So there seems to be a need to articulate both sides, both possible outcomes. So one opinion thinks you need to articulate both. The case was where only one side was articulated, the other side was not. The fact that the other side wasn't articulated, it did not have a Tanai Kafel, is that going to be Ma'akev the Chalitza? So one opinion thinks it will be Ma'akev the that's Rebbe. You require Tanai Kafel, and since there was no Tanai Kafel, it was an ineffective Chalitza. Let's look at Rashi, actually. Rashi says, Hacha b'tanai kafel k'miflagi, could go into lo kafel l'tanai. They did not say the other possible outcome. They only said one of them. The Rebbe ba'inan tanai kafel, Rebbe requires the double tanai, k'tanai b'nei gad, b'nei ruven, who's the source of tanai. V'hai de lo kafli, this person who did not do the tanai kafel, im tisne tehe chalitza, They don't say that. So therefore, the Tanai was really irrelevant Tanai. The Chalitza was therefore a good Chalitza. Since the Tanai was really meaningless, it was a Chalitza standing alone. When the Chalitza was done, it was a good Chalitza, and that's why Zika Sivamim doesn't work afterwards. But if you don't require Tanai Kafel, that means the Tanai is binding to the Chalitza. And since that Tanai was not met yet, the Chalitza was an ineffective Chalitza. The Zika still exists, and the Zika Sivamim thereafter was a good marriage. Okay. Good? Okay, now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. We're going to have to follow along with the Mishnah here as we go with the Gemara. It's very confusing. That very long Mishnah, confusing Mishnah in the beginning of the parak.
Yeah.
So we're going to analyze. It's not going to be challenging Gemaras, I don't think. We have to just know which stage of the Mishnah we're going to be referring to. So this stage is Chalatz V'asim Maimer V'nasim Get Baal. So what stage is that? Again, Chalatz V'asim Maimer V'nasim Get Ubaal.
The
third to last line of the mission. You see that? Nun Amud Aleph?
I'm looking
three at lines up. Other side, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chalatz.
Vasa.
Vasa. Chalatz. Vasa ma'amar natan ged uval.
Exactly.
Vasa ma'amar natan ged v'chalatz. Ein achar chalitza klum.
Okay, so the cases are, Chalitza was done, and then he did Mimer afterwards. Or it was a case of, he gave the get first, uval, and then did Yibam. Or it's a case of Bia, and then he did Mimer. Or he gave a get, then did Chalitza. Any of those scenarios, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. Once Chalitza was done, I don't care if it was first or last, Chalitza ends everything. And the same holds true also, that after Bia, Bia also ends everything, because Bia is a Yibum. Even though Bia may have been done first or second, Bia will also completely solidify the Yibum.
Does he say
that? He doesn't, but that's the Gemara's question is going to be. The words are missing, exactly. The mission meant to say it. The Gemara is about to ask, why didn't it say, Ein Acher Bia Klum? Because Bia would also be a game ender. So look at Rashi. Look at the Gemara now. The Gemara,
These are two. These aren't four cases. These are two cases.
Are there two, not four?
I think.
But why Ein Acher Bia Klum if it was Bia for the wrong intention? Does that count?
I have here the separate cases here.
How do you have them?
I have Chalitz, Vasa, Mimer, and then they add the word O, Nasan Get, Uval. Oh, Val.
Oh, Nasan Get Uval is coming after Chalatz. No, I agree that Nasan Get or and Baal doesn't necessarily have to be coming after the Mimer. I don't mean that it's one case in the sense that all four things happen one after the other.
Uh-huh.
I just meant that the way I understood it when I learned it was that Nasan Get was also coming after Chalatz. Ubal was also coming after all these things were coming after Chalatz as opposed to a new thing of Chalatz as a Mimer.
Oh, I see.
Or Nasan Get Ubal.
Chalatz was done, and then either Mimer was done, or Get was done,
exactly.
Or Baal was done.
Exactly.
And then Baal was done first, and either Mimer was done, Get was done, and Chalatz was done. Uh-huh.
Is that
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Chalatz as a Mimer.
So once Chalitza was done first, I don't care if any of the other three things happen afterwards, it's over.
Oh, it's not three cases?
Yeah, the way you read
four
it.
Four cases?
The way you read it is if Chalitza was done,
yeah,
and then if Mimer was done second, or if Get was done afterwards, or if Bia was done afterwards, I don't care.
So why it says O after Val, it doesn't say O.
Because now it's another case. Another second group of scenarios are if Bia was done first, then followed by Mimer, or followed by Get, or followed by Chalitza. If Bia was done first, everything's over there also.
But if it's Bia Psula?
No, Bia was done first. First thing was done was Bia. O Val first. And then something was done afterwards.
Even if it's Bia Psula, not for the right intention. Even in that case, Klum
Acher. Forget, assuming right intentions were done. Okay. Assuming all the right intentions. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara is going to ask now, so after Chalitza, the Mishnah says, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. Once Chalitza is done, nothing exists afterwards. Everything's over. So the Gemara now asks, and in Gimel Amud Beis, right after the two dots there, after Bia has been done, there's been Yibam, there should be nothing there either. Why doesn't the Mishnah articulate that? So Abai V'Rava Damri Tavayu, both of them say, Tani, the Brisa says, Ein Acher Bia Klum. It's listed in the Brisa that after Bia has been done, nothing else can happen. The Tani did not done. Why did our Mishnah leave that out, though? Okay, we know it's true, but why did the Mishnah leave it out? Hataras Yivama L'shuk Adifale. They wanted to emphasize the concept of allowing her to marry someone else in the Shuk. That was some reason better or more chaviv to the Mishnah than listing Ein Acher Bia Klum. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi v'tani didan. It's a few lines lower than where we are in the Mishnah. Tani didan de lo naka bia. Why did our Mishnah not say bia ein achar bia klum? V'yafagav de ayriba b'seifa. Even though it dealt with that case, the second half of that what we just read, mishum deheter yivama l'shuk chavivale le'oria. It was a more chaviv for some reason to teach that in the Mishnah. Umine shmein on that, and from that you could deduce that also de ein achar bia klum. There's no after bia. There's nothing. But trich latana, it's troublesome. It's difficult. It's a lot of work for the Tana l'misetarte to teach both scenarios. Ein achar bia v'ein achar chalitza klum. They taught one, and for some reason, really Rashi doesn't tell us why they felt it was more chaviv to teach the heter of her to marry the shuk than the for her to be married to the yavam. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes the next line of the Mishnah, which is the top of Nun Amud Beis, which tells us achas yavama liyavam echad. Whether or not it's a scenario of there being one Yavama or two Yavamos, both of those cases, all the above halachas of the Mishnah are going to apply. Okay.
Which are?
Sorry? The cases that after, if Bia was done first or Chalitza was done first? Okay. So the Gemara says, Masnisin delo ki benazai. Our Mishnah does not hold of benazai. Why? The Tanya benazai Omer. Yesh maimer, acher maimer, b'shnei yavamim v'yavam achas. V'ein maimer, acher maimer, b'shnei yavamos v'yavam echad. He distinguishes. He says that's not across the board. It's not true. When it comes to two yavamim and one yavama, so then there is maimer, acher maimer, but if there's only one maimer, only one yavam, and shtei yavamos, then it would not, there would not be maimer, acher maimer. So that does not go like our Mishnah. Okay, then the Gemara quotes the next line of the Mishnah, Ketzad. So this is going on, Ketzad, Maimer, Bezu, Maimer, Bezu. So this case was you did Maimer to one and Maimer to the other one. You require get to both women and one Chalitza. Okay, so this first line now, Gemara says, Lema Messiah Le Lishmum, perhaps this is a support for the opinion of Shmuel. Why? Damar Shmuel holds Chalat Levalas Maimer Lo Niftra Tsarasa. That if you do Chalitza to one of the Maimers, women, the Balas Maimer, she does not exempt the Tsara. Why? I believe it's saying because since our Mishnah, let's say you did Maimer to both Yavamos, even though you do Chalitza to one of them, you still have to give a get to the other one. So Shmuel says the same thing. Even though you did Chalitza to Balas Maimer, it does not exempt the Tsarasa, the co-wife, until she receives a get. I think that's the proof here. Let's look at Rashi. You see Rashi, the last two narrow lines in Rashi, Lema Messiah Le Lishmuel. Am Maimer Lezu, V'Chalitza Lezu Kai. Referring to that case where you did Maimer to one, but you did Chalitza to the other one. V'Midilo Nakir Chalitza Abalas Maimer. The fact they didn't say doing a Chalitza to the one who's the Maimer, Messiah the Shmuel, Damer Chalitz the Bailas Maimer, Lo Nifter Atzrasa. The Chaim the Bai get Lamamaro, Lo Havia Chalitza Mal Yasala Fuke Zika de Chaverter. Okay, different case than I was saying. Let's say a case you did Maimer to one, and then you end up doing Chalitza to the other one, who nothing was done to. So doing that, it does not, the fact that the Chalitza was done, is that, wait, that's the case?
Sounds like it would fail.
Right, exactly. Only because you did Chalitza to the one nothing was done to, will it knock off the Tsarasa. But the implication is, let's say you did Chalitza to the Balas Maimer, that will be an insufficient Chalitza.
You need to get.
So since it's an insufficient Chalitza, it will not help the Tsarasa, the co-wife, who no Maimer was done to. That's the Shmuel says explicitly, and
even
that's
if
what...
you subsequently give a get after that Chalitza? So you do Maimer to one, you do Chalitza to that one, and then you give a get to that one.
So that knocks off her, the Maimer. But the Chalitza was not strong enough to work also for the non-Balas Maimer. You need a strong Chalitza, like we said.
No,
Chalitza is defined by how it's being applied. If it's being applied in a strong way, then it's going to work for everybody. If it's being applied in a weak way, because she's a Maimer, she needs also a get, so the Chalitza is weaker, then it will not be strong enough to knock off the Tzara. So that's what Shmuel explicitly writes, and that's what Gemara is trying to be Medayek from our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, and it should also be a tiyuf to the Rav Yosef, who Rav Yosef apparently holds that it does. A chalitza to the Balas Maimer does poter the tzarasa.
What is a tiyufta?
Tiyufta is an unanswerable question. It's when usually when an Amora is contradicting a Mishnah, Amora can't go against the Mishnah.
Yeah.
So it's a Mishnah that goes clearly against Rav Yosef. So it's a tiyuf to Rav Yosef. He has no way to get out of it unless he could reread the Mishnah or he could find another Tana he holds of that argues on this Mishnah. So Gemara says it's not a tiyuf to Rav Yosef and it's not necessarily a proof for Shmuel. Mikatani cholit. Does it say lechachila that you have to do chalitza in this way? It says cholitz katani b'diavad. B'diavad if this happens this way. Aha. So wait a second. Are we saying, I think we're interpreting not the Mishnah, but we're interpreting the language of Shmuel. The Shmuel says cholitz, not necessarily cholitz.
The Mishnah says cholitz.
Let's go back to the Mishnah. Yeah, it's going back to the Mishnah. Did our mission necessarily say a chalit lechatchila, that the chalitza has to be done only to the non-mimer woman? Is that the only case we're saying? No, sorry, only to the mimer woman, he said, the mission said. No, to the other one, to the non-mimer, the mission said. And imply that it should not be done to the balas mimer. Again, the Mishnah said you should do chalitza to the non mimer woman, and we're inferring from that that if it was done to the mimer woman, it wouldn't be a good chalitza. And the Mishnah, Gemara says no. It doesn't say lechachila you have to only do it to the non mimer woman. It said if it was done to the non mimer woman, this would be the following result. But not that that's the only way to do it. Einachanami, maybe you could do chalitza just as well to the mimer woman and it would still be effective to niftar the tzarasa in support of Rav Yosef.
It's so odd that the Mishnah would have done it, would have stated it in that way.
Right. You know? Yeah.
It's not come to tell you the chiddush. Why would it state it in that
way? Right. Okay. Yeah, I don't see anything. Rashi or Tosa doesn't mention anything here about this. Okay.
Both opinions agree that the chalitza on the other one will definitely work. It's just a question of whether the chalitza works on the mimer.
Correct. Right.
What happened?
Right.
It's not even really the evidence. I mean, it's from Washington. It's what happened.
Right. Okay. Then the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, get lezu, v'get lezu. So which stage of the Mishnah was this going on? Get lezu, v'get lezu, tzichas imun echalitza. So let's say the two women are naflu to the yavam, and he gives a get to both of them. So he still requires a chalitza from them, from just one of them, I think, not both of them.
But why would give get if it's the same thing like chalitza? I don't understand. But why go through such a thing?
Why would they do that? Again, these are the why questions, why we don't know. No one's really going to do this, I don't think. But they're trying to do these extreme cases to pull out and learn some principles. So again, get lezu v'get lezu. We say tshiches heimanu chalitza. They still require chalitza. Both of them are requiring a chalitza here. I think only need one, I would imagine, here. Right? I can't see the Rashi. Where's that Rashi?
It's about halfway down the narrow lines from Rashi.
Achas. Okay. Okay, so that's the case. So the Gemara says now, Lema Mesaile L'Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Maybe this is a support for Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Dama Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Chalitza Psula Tzrich Al-Chazar Akol Achim. So initially the Gemara must think that the Tzrichos, they both require. They both require a Chalitza. Why? Because he holds, when a Chalitza Psula again is a Chalitza done after a get. So get was given to both. Now the Chalitza that's being done is a Chalitza Psula. Chalitza psula is weak. It cannot. It's not strong enough to exempt all the yavamos. So you have to give a chalitza psula to each one independently. That's why it says tshichos, that they both require chalitza. And Gemara responds, which was Rashi in the Mishnah was going with maskana. My tshichos doesn't mean that they both need now. Tshichos dama, meaning anyone who goes through this in general, they would require one chalitza for both them. Then the Gemara quotes the next line of the Mishnah: get lezu v'chalitz lezu. So you give a get to one. But then you give a chalitza to the other one. Ein acha chalitza klum, says the Mishnah. There's after chalitza, nothing else is necessary. So the Gemara says, This should support Shmuel. So you look at Rashi, five wide lines down in Rashi, towards the end of the line. Rashi says, "Get lezu v'chalitz lezu leima mesai leishmu. Midelo nakid chalitza levalas haget. Why don't you do chalitza to the one who got the get? Ela lechaverta only to the one who no get was given to. Mesai leishmu. Damar beperek dalad achim mechalitz lebalas haget lo niftaratara. Since you're giving it to the one who received the get, it's called a chatzila, a chalitza psula, a weak chalitza, and it will not work for the other one. The only option the Mishnah entertains is giving chalitza to the one who is a full-fledged chalitza. And same thing, and tevei tuv to the Rav Yosef, says the Gemara. Mikatane cholitz, cholitz katane dieved. Okay, same thing as above. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, cholitz v'cholitz o cholitz v'chule. You do chalitza to each of them, or you do chalitza, and then you do maimer to one of them, or you do get to one of them, or baal, or you do bia, and then bia the other one, or bia was first. All the other scenarios, you do a chalitza first, but followed by something, or you do a bia, followed by something, ein acher chalitza klum, says the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, same thing, as we said above, lisne nami ein acher bia klum. Also write that after bia was done first, nothing exists after bia. So Bai v'Rava, Damri Tavai, both of them say, like they said above, tani ein acher bia klum. We taught in the Braisa that after bia, nothing else is relevant. V'tani didan, why did our Mishnah leave out the line of ein acher bia klum? Because Hataras Yivama Lushuk Adifalai, they wanted to highlight this idea that after Chalitza, nothing else is done because they teach the heter of her to marry to the Shuk. Then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Bein Yavam Echad Lishtay Yavamos, whether or not it's a scenario of one Yavam to two Yavamos, or it's two Yavamam to one Yavama. So now in this line here, the Gemara says, Bishlama Rebbe Yochanan. This all makes sense to Rebbe Yochanan. Amar Kula Besa Belav Kai, that the whole house is Bechal the Isser of the Lav of marrying a Chalutza. And all the co-wives as well. It's Tzrich Lashmarinan, the Ein Kedushin Tofsin Bechai Velavin. So what line of the mission is it going on? Let's see. It's going particularly on the line of when Chalitza was done first to one of the Yivamos, and then he attempts Mimer to either her or the Tzara, we say Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, and the Mimer doesn't work. So we want to understand why the Mimer doesn't work after Chalitza. It makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds when Chalitza was done to one of the wives, all the Yivamos are considered Chalutzos now. The one who did it, the Yavama who did Chalitza, was a shliach for all the other ones. So they all have a lava Chalitza, a lava Chalutza. And performing Kedushin to any of those women would not be a Kedushin, because ain't Kedushin Tovsin b'chayi lavim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, at least, within Rabbi Kiva, I imagine. Ela l'reish lakish damar kula besa b'kareis kai. If it's to teach us that no, all the other wives who did not perform Chalitza stay the status of an Eishes Achiv, and Eishes Achiv is Karis. Remember, we saw this a while ago. Whether or not, when the woman who performs Chalitza, is she a Shliach for everybody else? Or is she not? She's standing alone. If she's a Shliach for everybody else, so that means everyone else is considered a Chalutza, like Rabbi Yochanan, and there's only a Lav. But according to Reish Lakish, she stands alone. She becomes a Chalutza now. She turned from an Eishes Ach to a Chalutza. But all the other wives remain Eishes Ach, which is an Isser Karis. So according to Reish Lakish, where the other wives are an Isser Karis, do we have to teach such a chiddush? Everyone agrees that vaday by chayve krisos, there's no kedushin. The only question is by lav. So the Mishnah came to teach us that we're holding of that there's no kedushin by lavin. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So according to Reish Lakish, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah here? So Amalach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish responds, ulatameich, according to your very reasoning, that you think that everyone's bechlav the lav of chalitza, the Tameich Seifa, the Kasani Baal Vasa Maimer, Itrich Lishminun Dein Kedushin Tovsim Beishes Ish. So let's say the Seifa was a case where Bia was performed first, Yibum, complete Yibum. Now the Yavam is married to the Yavama, Mamish and Eishes Ish. And the Mishnah tells us if Maimer was done after that, after the brother married, let's say, this woman, and the other Yavam, a brother, I guess, tried attempting Maimer to the Yavama who's already married, What's the chiddush in that? You're telling me that there's no kedushin by an eish ish? Of course, there's no kedushin by an eish ish. What's the chiddush here? So the Gemara says, "Einachanami." You're right. The Mishnah's not coming to teach us any chiddushim. It's trying to be consistent with the language of the Mishnah. Ella, the last two lines of the Amud says, "Ella, Aidi the Tana Hataris Yavam Echad Yavam Achas." Since we taught one Yavama, Tana Nami Shte Yavamos Yavam Echad. Just to be consistent, we taught two Yavamos and one Yavam. Two Yavamos and one Yavam, rather. The idea that Tanish Te Yavamos Yavam Echad, now the Sefer, once we're teaching two Yavamos and one Yavam, Tananamish Te Yavamam Vivama Achas. So just because we're talking about different scenarios, but not necessarily to teach us any Chidushim. Okay, we go to Amud Beis. We're getting excited. We see the end of the parak. And moving on to some good stuff, hopefully. The top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis now. Quotes from the Mishnah.
Back to the case of Bila, or Chalotz, I guess the first case we're talking about is Chalotz, and then Asamimer.
Yeah.
Right, that we said, initially we thought was a riot, like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Kiva, telling you about in condition to the Chai Bilavin. Now we're saying what? That wasn't talking about two men to one woman? That was talking about what? The case of one woman? I mean...
No, I think it still is talking about a case of two men and... No, I thought it was two women.
Two women?
Two women.
Because the next case we just said is talking about a case of two men and one woman. The case of Baal
Vachas
Asamimer.
Right. But the Mishnah at the end said there's two different scenarios. There's two men, one woman.
Mm-hmm.
One woman, two men.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the chiddushim in each of those cases? So first, we're talking about a case of two women. The chiddush of two women is because it's chayv ilavim. But what about the case of two men and one woman? That's in the case of bia, that'd be an issue of eish ish. There's no chiddush there. So there's certainly everyone's going to have to agree. There's one scenario that has no chiddush in it. So once you're saying one case has no chiddush in it, it's possible to say the other scenario doesn't have a chiddush in it either. I think that's in essence what they're saying.
Case again of Chalotz and Asamimer, saying is talking about a case of one man and two women, but there's no chiddush that it's come to teach you, according to Reish Lakish, who says there's a love, who says there's a karis here, and but the case that follows that is talking about a case of two men and one woman.
And in the case of Bia, mm-hmm. everyone would agree there's no chiddush there.
The mission is really strange.
Right.
Really changes.
Yeah. According to Reish Lakish, don't mention them at all then, because according to Reish Lakish, neither case mm-hmm. has any chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan, at least one case has a chiddush.
Mm-hmm.
So once you mention one case, it makes sense to mention the other case without a chiddush. Reish Lakish, either of them, neither case has a chiddush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis now. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Chalitz v'asamaymer v'nasam. So what's this case talking about? If chalitza was done, and then afterwards either a mimer was done, or a get was given, or a bal or bila was done, there is nothing after chalitza. So Gemara says, now bishlma chalatz vasa mimer. I understand if chalitza was first done, followed by a mimer, itzrich, I need to teach me that, itzrich saka daitach. I mean, I would have thought, nigzer mimer de basa chalitza, atu mimer de kame chalitza. I'd make a gzera of when mimer follows chalitza, from when it follows, when it precedes chalitza. Meaning what?
Because if we're going to say enachar chalitza klum, then we're not going to say the mimer doesn't do anything.
Then maybe even mimer before chalitza is not going to work either.
I think it doesn't do anything.
Let's see, Rashi says, ligzer, that the Rashi? Yeah, ligzer, mimer, debasa chalitza. Did the bai get? Maybe you should still require a get, even though really it's nothing. But maybe require a get. Hatu maimer de makame chalitza, because you might think a maimer done before a chalitza doesn't require a get, but it really does require a get. Kamash Milan says the Gemara de lo gazun. We didn't make such a gzera, so that's why they teach me chalitz vasa maimer. The maimer is meaningless. El chalitz v'nasan get lamali. What's the reason why if you teach me the case of a chalitza and followed by a get? What other case would there have been that you could have had maybe a gzera concern for?
This is according to Rabbi Kiva, right? Has to be according to Rabbi Kiva. Is it only according to Rabbi Kiva?
Why only according to Rabbi Kiva?
As we said before, that there was a machlokas Rabbi Chachamim. If you did chalitza and then you do maimer after that, We said there was a machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim, whether or not it's going to work. We brought five different cases. You know. So why should you not need a get? According to, at least according to the Chachamim, they say that the chalitza that the maimer works afterwards.
Now this is talking about a case of chalitza and then get. No chalitza and maimer here. It's just chalitza and... You're talking about the first case or the second? Sorry. Chalitza and maimer you're talking about or chalitza and get? Maimer. So the first, still the first case. Then the Kamash Malan? Chalitza, chalitza and maimer.
You don't make it, it doesn't exist.
Right, I hear.
It's good, Kedusha.
Must have gone according to Kiva then. I wouldn't have any clue. The Marsha is talking about this question goes according to Reish Lakish, not according to Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't seem to be dealing with Rabbi Kiva versus the Chachamim earlier. Okay, I can't keep track of all this, but I think you're right. It should be addressed in the context of Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim as well as Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That has to be weighed in. I'm not sure. As David said, I'm. Also very dizzy from all these things, all these cases. What?
I would then damage to the Mishnah. What? He's supposed to be one of them.
So the Gemara says now, Elachalitz, four lines down, Elachalitz v'nasan get lamali. So let's say chalitz was done, and then a get was given. Lamali, why is there, what's a chiddush there? There's no havmi, there's no gzeir that should have been taught. Rashi says, "El chalitz v'nasan get biyavam echad vivama achas." The chalitz was done.
So I lost you.
Why is it?
So the my lehene, I get what get. What is the what effect does the get have after chalita? Ilam misrei, if it's to aser to the relatives, ha'isasai v'kurov say alav. The krom already are aser from after chalita was done. Gemara responds back, "Lutameich, according to your reasoning, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa, bal v'asamaimer, or bal v'nasan get. What about that case? B was done first, and it was followed either by a maimer or followed by a get. So bishma bal v'nasan get. I understand the case of B, then you give a get. It's tzirich have to teach me that case. Saket da'itachamina. I would think nigs or get the basabila to get the kamabila. So you're right. The get, I guess, is a case where B was done to one, and then get was given to the other one." That get is pointless. But maybe you should, if the get was given, you should require something. Because if you don't require anything after the get, you might think if a get was given before the bila, nothing would work either. And you can still do a bila. Sorry?
He's talking about one woman.
If you do bila and get to one woman, then the get just ends the relationship, which is fine.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No.
Yeah, if you do bila to one, now she's your wife. And you give her a get. The relationship's over. No?
Nigs or get, the bas or bi'ila, means you would think nigs or get that you need to still follow it up with chalitza after bi'ila, just like a get before you do bi'ila needs chalitza to accompany it.
Since it came from a marriage, from a yibu marriage, it's not viewed maybe as a full-fledged get like you were saying, and you also require chalitza.
It is a full-fledged get, but you may think that you have to be gozer, chalitza should accompany it just in case. They do the same process of giving the get prior to doing the...
And they'll think, oh, that's enough.
They'll think it's enough, so therefore we should still require.
So Kamash Malan, the Gemara says, the Logazrin, there's no such gzera. Aval, when it comes to Baal, Vasa Mimer, Lamali, what's the gzera there by a Mimer after Bila? Sela, the Gemara says, Enech Nami, right? Ela, I did the Tani Chalitz Vasa Mimer, Tani Nami Baal Vasa Mimer. I did the Baal Lemisse Baal Nasan Get, Tani Nami Chalitz Vasan Get. You're right. There are two of the four cases that are listed are really unnecessary. They wanted this consistency in the Mishnah. The Mishnah does, as we saw already a couple times in Amud Aleph, the Mishnah oftentimes does consistent languages help remember things, even though there are no chidushim being brought to the table. Then the Gemara quotes, finally, the last part of the Mishnah, Bizman Shehi. So what's this line in the Mishnah going on? So last few lines of the Mishnah, we said, Bizman Shehi B'tchila, Ein Achraklam. We're talking about the Bila. When the Bila is done, the first thing, nothing's afterwards. When it's done in the end, there is something afterwards. Right, that's the line that's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when Bila is done, the first thing, so that's everything's over. The Bila is a Yibam, everything's good. If it was done somewhere in the middle, if a get was given first, and then Bila was done afterwards, then there's after, you require a get, and you also require chalitza in that case. So let's see what the Mishnah says now. The Gemara. The Gemara says, Masnisin delo ki haitana. Our Mishnah is not like the Tana. The Tanya, Abba Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, achas Bila v'achas chalitza b'tchila, ein achra klum. If either Bila or chalitza was done first, nothing's after it. Everything's over. But let's say, be'emtza uvisof yesh achra klum. And if it's done in the middle, or done in the end, then there is what to talk about afterwards.
It's the same like the Mishnah. No, well, our Mishnah never entertained that there's something after chalitza. The only machlokas in our Mishnah was about whether there's something after bila. But everybody seemed to agree, in achar chalitza klum.
Right, when Nehemiah held, even right by chalitza, it was the same thing. Our Tana held, it's all about bia. Mm-hmm. But if it was chalitza, no matter when chalitza was done, it was done.
Nehemiah argued about bila, he said also by bila.
He's adding chalitza.
Okay.
So this is the first
which makes sense.
That we're seeing that saying that even by chalitza, the emsa b'sof, yesh achara klum.
But didn't the Mishnah said before about chalitza?
That's right. That's why it's not like the Mishnah.
Ah,
yeah. That's why it's not like the Mishnah. It's like that's like that's why.
So he combined it in one. So Abba Yossi ben Yochanan combined it Bila and Chalitza in the same statement, compared to the Mishnah.
Yesh achra klum be'emtza b'sof.
Yeah,
which is against the Mishnah, right?
Like our Mishnah.
Our Mishnah, as you said, ain achra chalitza klum. No matter when Chalitza takes place, nothing exists after Chalitza. But this Brisa says, only if Chalitza was done first. But if chalitza was done in a later stage, a middle or end stage, there
and
would be.
The Mishnah doesn't say that too in the beginning of the end of the Mishnah.
It says every case, chalitza, when chalitza is done, beginning, middle, end, nothing afterwards.
Okay.
This distinguishes between the beginning versus middle and end. The Gemara ends up saying that the shlosh machlokas bedavar. There's a three-way machlokas here. Tanakama, savar bia, diika, limigzar. When it comes to bia, there's room to make a gzera. Chalitza, delek, limigzar, logazunim. So it comes to bia, so even though fundamentally there should be ein achar bia klum, but since they're concerned that they said when bia takes place in the middle or the end, they still required a chalitza also, if you were to end that. Right, what was the gzera there? I don't remember the gzera. Rashi quotes the gzera here on the Gemara, actually. He said, Rashi writes in the last Rashi in the parak, Abba Yossi Bar Chanan, Damar achazu v'achazu yesh achra klum. B'emso v'sof, k'dibisha lai m'vasizin. Bia di'ik l'migzar, k'damrinam b'resh pirkan. There is room to be gozer in the case of bia. I bia achar get, he. If bia was done after a get, gzer bia achar get, mishum bia achar chalitza. D'lo lisi l'mival achar chalitza. If you permit a bia after a get, so then you might end up permitting a bia after chalitza, and that's aser, because that's a chalutza. V'biachar maimer v'chulei. But chalitza lech l'migzar k'damar b'resh pirkan. So that's why we said, if bia was done in the middle of the end, we say you still are going to require a chalitza after the fact in addition to a get. So that's why there's a gzer. But when it comes to chalitza that's done in the middle of the end, there's no gzer that it might lead to. Rabbi Nehemiah, Savar, from the mission of Bia, Namilek, Lemigzar. So there's no Xavier according to Rabbi Nehemiah. Uktgamris ligzer bia achar a get, mishim bia achar chalitza. So why not say the gzera there? If you permit a bia after get, may it not lead to a bia after chalitza? Came the chalitza deraisa miyade yade. Since chalitza is a din deraisa, everybody knows that bia after chalitza is not going to be effective. No one's going to do that. With the kamris ligzer bia achar maimer, mishim bia achar bia. So maybe should be gozer bia when after a maimer, because of bia achar bia. That should be another concern. Might lead you to bia achar bia. Came to bia deraisa ham yade yade.
What's the bia achar bia? Two yivamos.
I'm guessing two yivamos, right? Exactly, two yivamos. So everyone knows that the first bia is a din deraisa, and that's going to be binding. And there's therefore not going to be a concern that might lead to a bia achar bia. And finally, the third opinion is Abba Yossi ben Chanan Savar la Kirabanan. So he agrees to the Gzeira Bia, and he tacked onto that also, there should also be Gozer and Chalitza because of Bia. Now you're going to say, ain't Gozer and Gzeira, Gzeira. I'm not sure the answer to that. Maybe it's all Chad Gzeirahi. They made it all in one shot. That there goes their own.
Very distinct.
Hajar Lach Rabbi Gamliel. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Short parak, too.
Short parak, very, very challenging.
Three blot. Just pure. Mental torture.
Yes. Okay, now we
get. I guess so. No? Yeah.
Let's begin the new mission. This mission is a lot easier.
When it's a death. When it's a torture.
So let's liven up here. The mission tells us in the new parak, Haba Ayivamto, person who has beer with the Yibam and performs the mitzvah of Yibam, Bain Beshogeg, Bain Bemezid, whether it's on in accidental, whether it's unintentional, Bain Bonus, Bain Beratzon, willingly, forced. Afil Hushogi, he mazid, even though he was accidental and she was mazid, or who mazid, he mishogeges, who onus, who lo onus, every possible scenario that takes place, he anus of who lo onus, echad ma'ara, echad gomer, whether it's a mara which is tchilas bila, whether it's gomer which is sof bia, no matter what, velo chilak, it's kana, it's going to be kona. It's going to be a good kinyan. Below chiluk bein bila bia, it doesn't make a difference what type of bia Rashi says, whether it's bia kadarka, bia shalok kadarka, whether it's ha'ara, legmar bia. Anyway, there seems to be not too much meaning or standards for the bia of the mitzvah of Yibam. And then the Mishnah says, v'chein haba al achas mikol harayos shebetorah. Now it comes to any of the arayos, psulos, kigon amana l'koin gadol, any other lav, amana who cannot marry koin gadol, or grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyot. Koin hedyot can't marry any of those two. Mamzeres v'nesina l'yisrael, bas yisrael l'mamzer l'nesin. Any of these cases, pasla. Nesina, like it's a case of the givonim. They were converts that Yeshua had converted. They have a special din. They tricked Yeshua, so they have a special din of they're in Klai Yisrael, but not really considered a full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael.
David HaMelech did the Gzeira on them, no?
Who did?
David HaMelech.
I think it was Yeshua. I think from time it's Yeshua was, right? I think. I'm sure the article explains also if you want to look on the bottom there. I'm guessing. So any of these cases of the either Arayos or any of the other Psulos, v'lo chilek bein bia, doesn't make a difference whether it's a bia kadarka or bia shlo kadarka. Okay. So some interesting things come out of this Mishnah.
Yeah, but ma bimei Yeshua.
Okay.
Any kind of Yeshua. Vayit neem Yeshua.
So firstly, what comes out here is an interesting minchas kinnik. Yeah. Very good. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Now, the minchas kinnik picks up here. How could this be a good mitzvah of Yibum if it's done b'shogeg? We paskin when it comes to mitzvahs deraisas, mitzvahs tzichas kavana. So if there's no kavanah here, it's done b'shogeg, ones, how could it be a mitzvah? So Minchas Kinnich says, you're right, there's no mitzvah. It's kona, it's kinyan, it's a good kedushin, we didn't mamunas, let's say, but there's no mitzvah, you missed out on the mitzvah. And in theory, he would have to, if he wants to perform the mitzvah Yibam, maybe you could have Yibam a second time with another bia, and by way of that being the kind of mitzvah, the Yibam, with the proper kavanah after the fact, which is interesting, that you could separate between the kinyan. I understand you could separate, have a kinyan without a mitzvah. What he's saying is, even after the kinyan's been done, you could still do the mitzvah, even though you're already nikne, or she's nikta to him, which is quite interesting. Now, Rav Elchanan Wasserman writes, he argues and says, no, there still is going to be mitzvah yibum even though there's no kavana. Why? Mitzvah tzichas kavana. Very, very important fundamental distinction. Many of the Acharon point this out in other instances. The only time you need tzichas kavana is when it's a mitzvah that's a din of the maisa. The maisa is essential. So, for example, some of the ones he lists back here is tkiyas shofar, achilas matzah, where you need the maisa. When it's a maisa mitzvah, you need a kavana to define the action that you're doing, to make it significant. But if it's something that's result-oriented, about the totsah, examples that he brings down back here is pervu. Pervu is not about the maisa. Now, that's a machlokas, but we're assuming right now pervu is about having a child in the end, there being a child. Or pidyon shvuyim, he says, is redeeming someone who's in captivity. That's not about the redemption, is getting them free. The result is the goal. So any of these types of things where it's result-oriented, you don't need the kavana. As long as the result was met, that's enough. So he thinks that even though there was no kavana done here, it's still a good mitzvah zibum, because zibum is about, in the end of the day, that there is a marriage. You had kam tachas aviv, tachas achiv, that you've stepped in the shoes of your brother, that existed. But you don't need the maisa mitzvah. That's possible, Minchas Chinuch says, no, the Yibum is about the maisa, and that's why, since it's a maisa, you do require kavana. Or maybe he argues in the general premise that even totsa-oriented mitzvahs still require a kavana, which would be hard to say that, though. So I imagine Machlokes Achronim would be whether that Yibum is about the maisa mitzvah or it's about the totsa's mitzvah. Okay, now you go to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Maya filu, what does it mean when the Mishnah says, afilu? Afilu was done b'shogeg. So Rashi, so Gemara says, "Maya filu, lo mi bai kamar, lo mi bai hu shogeg v'hi kimechaber l'mitzvah." Needless to say, if he was accidentally doing yibum and she had kavana for the mitzvah, inami hu mezid v'hi mechaber l'mitzvah, where he was a mezid and she had kavana. So mezid here means biasnus. Rashi points out, the mezid means biasnus. So she, even though he had intentions for znus and she had kavana, so in both cases he did not have the proper intentions. Ela filu hu shogeg he mezida, even if he was b'shogeg and she was mezid, de tevayu lo kemechabni l'shem mitzvah, there's no kavana from either parties. Afilu hachi kana, still going to be a good kinin. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah here. Right, because the Mishnah could have said, the Mishnah was going on, Habayi Vamto, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Bonus, Bein Ratzon. Why did I have to say, Afilu Hu Shogeg, He Mezida? You just listed all the other scenarios. So it's explained to us that you would have thought maybe it only works when one of them is Shogeg, but the other one has to still have Kavana. But maybe if they both, if neither one have Kavanas, maybe it won't work. That's why the Mishnah says, Afilu Hu Shogeg, even if he's doing it accidentally, and she's made Zida, she's doing it L'Shem Znus, where there's no Kavana, even then it's going to be a good Kinnin. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, we go weiter, let's see. We'll go a little further. We still have 7 minutes. The Mishnah at the bottom says, the Gemara at the bottom rather says, Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, Afilu Shneim Shogim, even if both of them are doing this accidentally, or Shneim Mezidim, are they both doing this for the purpose of L'Shem Znus, Oshneim Anusim, or they're both doing this not even knowing what's going on, whatever the case that might be.
Drunks,
yeah, that's what it says?
No.
That's what you're suggesting? Okay. Maybe. It's possible. Maybe they're forced. Oh, the one's about to address the forcing case, I think, here. So Anusim de Mesinisin Hechidam. What's the case of Anus? So you suggested two people who were drunk, they didn't know what was going on. So Ilema Kisha Ansu Ovdei Chachabim, if the Goyim are forcing them, that's what it means, Anusim, against their will, they have a gun to their head. Uba Aleha, and he performs the Bia in the Mitzvah Zibum, maybe that's when it should work. But Vahamar Rava, doesn't Rava say, Ein Ones Le'erva, Lefishe Ein Kisha El Ladas? Doesn't work. If people are forced into this, they're not going to be, there's no Isser Erva in that case when a person has a gun to the head. Because Ein Kisha El Ladas, Kisha has to take place with Das intentional. So that can't be the situation where it's forced. Now, there's going to be, of course, a big tosos here. If you can't force erva, so then how could there be a case of yag vayavor by rouse? The guy says, be mezana with this eshes ish, or I'm going to kill you. The halacha is you have to get killed. But if we're saying here that ain onis erva,
but even if it's not erva?
Even if it's not erva?
You need to get killed.
No, no, if it's not erva, so then you're right. Only the big three. Arayos, exactly. So I think Tosa addresses this point, but we don't have time for that right now. So it can't be a case where the goyim were forcing them to do this, because that would be that would not be effective, because you have to have das of at least kishur. It has to be kishur ladas, and that you don't have here. So it must be ela b'yashin. He's sleeping. Okay, so I'm not sure the das there though. That's onus, but apparently there's das. Let's see 1 second here.
Yes, the kavana while he's sleeping. He's dreaming.
Romantic.
That's
right. Romantic relations. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, Yashin lo kana bivamto. So it doesn't work. So Rashi says that's the very reason. Look at top Rashi and Dal of Manal. Yashin lo kana, the Yashin la bardas, v'lo have a kinyan a kinyan. There's no das there.
Yeah.
So you still need das. So, Ela beniska.
But hold on, I have a question. Here you're saying that you need to have dat, but the Mishnah said that this doesn't matter if there's a dat on a sinshi.
So you have to have das, l'kishui, but not necessarily kavana for the mitzvah of Yibum.
Dat, but not kavana.
No, there's two different things.
You need to know what you're doing, but it doesn't matter what's your kavana.
Correct.
But we just said, and even Rabbi Achia said, shneim shogegim, shneim vizdim, shneim anusim, meaning any scenario, doesn't matter if you have dat or kavana.
No, so shogging and mezidim are incorrect kavana. I'm doing this either because I thought it was a different woman or because I want to do this l'shem znus. But I'm still having das of a bia.
And the Mishnah said something about that.
No, but that's the understanding based on the Gemara.
If a cheresh and shota, for example, would do yibum, I presume it wouldn't work.
Right.
Because they're not b'nei das. You know, if a crazy person were to do yibum, it doesn't work. You have to be in the parasha of understanding what's transpiring. But the event is that transpiring, even though your actions aren't intended for this reason.
But when you anus a shogeg, you still can not understand what's going on. Meaning, let's say you're drunk. You don't understand what's going on.
No, for free, I'm drunk right now. Shogeg is a case.
Why forget?
You thought it was a different woman. You thought it was your
wife.
So you're das there.
So you have a das.
You meant to do the action.
I understand.
Anus is the shame. Mezid the shame ishus. Meant to do the
shame's in us.
No, you have that. You're absolutely right. You have that. So it's mazid. You have the dat, you didn't have the kavana. But in shogeg, you might not have the dat as well.
No, you have the Gemara says the case of shogeg is you thought it was a different woman. You didn't realize.
So in regard to this specific case.
Right. So honest doesn't mean every honest. The Gemara is trying to find which honest we're talking about.
Okay,
so let's stop here. We'll pick this up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. What's tomorrow?